Every day at Annenberg, students and teachers take advantage of the free printing and copying offered by the school.
Technically, people are only supposed to print like 20 pages, but it's not really enforced, so people get crazy with the printing.
That's student worker Nate Berg in the digital lab. I wanted to find out just how many pages getting crazy amounts to. Administrative assistant Sean Summerer in the Mail and Copy Center, where teachers can print syllabi and other course materials, gave me his best guess.
We go through about 5,000 sheets a day on average.
In the upstairs computer lab and the downstairs digital lab, student workers said they use about 5 reams each. One ream is 500 pages, so do the math, and that's about 10,000 pages passing through Annenberg every single day. Summerer even told me there is still no budget for paper this year.
I don't know yet. We're in the processes of calculating that all out, figuring out how much it's going to cost.
Okay, so where is all of this free, budgetless paper stored? No one really seemed to know, and no one really seemed to care.
I don't know. I don't know where specifically they get it from, but they keep bringing it, and we keep using it.
To get to the bottom of this, I went to the Facilities and Technologies Department, where two student workers on separate occasions had hinted at a paper closet.
Like, can you let me in?
Oh, no, we don't have keys for it. Only Charles does, and he doesn't come in today till 2.
She was referring to Charles Payton, one of the head honchos at Facilities. Unfortunately, he was mysteriously elusive and did not return my calls or emails. Interesting. A paper closet, where all the paper in Annenberg is stored, and one man holds the keys, a man that no one can locate. But hey, the students aren't complaining. I'm Talina Nanian for Annenberg Radio News.